This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The San Francisco Zoo is closed today and considered a crime scene as authorities try to figure out how a 350-pound tiger escaped from its enclosure and attacked three visitors late on Christmas Day. A 17-year-old boy from San Jose was killed by the tiger. Two other young men, brothers from San Jose, were mauled. San Francisco Police Chief Heather Fong says they're gathering witness statements and physical evidence at the scene.
That's the purpose of the criminal investigation, to determine if there was human involvement in the tiger getting out or if the tiger was able to get out on its own.
Police who were called to the scene shot and killed the animal, a 4-year-old Siberian tiger named Tatiana. Steve Rubenstein is covering this story for the San Francisco Chronicle. And Steve, a lot is not known, but as we just heard from Chief Fong, police clearly haven't ruled out human involvement in the tiger's escape, which was from an outdoor grotto. I wonder if you could, first of all, describe this enclosure for us a bit.
Well, it is a grotto with a large moat, which has been described as roughly 20 feet high. We are now learning that all three of these victims knew each other, that they were at the zoo together, that the initial attack in which the first person was killed, the other two were injured, and that following the death of the first victim, the tiger trailed the other two victims through the zoo a considerable distance in the darkness to attack them, resume the attack on them near the restaurant where the tiger was eventually killed. So while the animal was tracking these two people in the darkness and the police were simultaneously trying to track the animal, it was an almost surreal scene out here at the zoo on Christmas evening.
We should say this was in the evening. This was right after closing at the zoo?
It was after closing time, which the zoo closes at 5 o'clock, but zoo customers are typically allowed to remain in as the zoo closes down, and there were several dozen visitors still there at 5:15 when this occurred.
You've described what police now say happened after the tiger was out of the enclosure. Do we know anything about what might have preceded that, whether there was any taunting or any human involvement at all in setting the tiger free?
Well, it is largely speculation. Nobody exactly knows what happens because nobody witnessed it except the people who were there. The two surviving victims are apparently not entirely cooperative with police. They are recovering in the hospital. The zoo director has told us today that he believes that the animal was agitated or taunted, that the animal must have had help getting out of the enclosure, and they are trying to investigate and find out how that might have happened. There's speculation that one of the people may have been inside or lowered himself into the grotto and that the animal may have leapt on the person to get out. This is not confirmed. It is speculation on the part of the zoo officials right now.
Now, this very same tiger, though, a year ago, had attacked a zookeeper and I gather very seriously harmed the zookeeper.
Yes, this is the same tiger that was involved nearly a year ago in an attack on a zookeeper that occurred during feeding time in the lion and tiger house, in which the same animal grabbed the zookeeper, held her against the bars of the cage, and severely injured her hand. Following this, the lion and tiger house was closed, and approximately $250,000 worth of repairs were done before the facility was considered sufficiently safe to reopen.
Steve, one last point. When is the zoo likely to reopen? Do we know?
Well, it's not at all clear. The zoo was closed today while counselors were provided for zookeepers and staff meetings were held. It's not at all clear when. Certainly the tigers and the lions will not be placed back on exhibit, the zoo says, until more is known about how to confine them safely.
Steve Rubenstein of the San Francisco Chronicle, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thanks, Robert.